Welcome to Law You Should Know. The law affects every aspect of our lives, our home, our jobs, and our recreational activities. Now you can learn about the law and how to protect yourself against the loss of your liberty or property. Learn how to stand up for your rights and seek compensation when you have been wronged. Your host for Law You Should Know is attorney Kenneth J. Landau with the Mineola Law Firm of Shane, Doc, Stanisi, and Corker. He's a member of the Committee on Professional Ethics of the Bar Association of Nassau County and counsel to the Nassau Academy of Law. And now, here is your host for Law You Should Know, attorney Kenneth J. Landau.
Hi, this is Ken Landau, and welcome to Law You Should Know. On this special program today, we're going to have an update about long-term care insurance. And with us again are two experts in this field, Natalie Karp and Rona Loshak, and they are with the firm of Karp Loshak Long-Term Care Insurance Solutions. They are experts and specialists at obtaining long-term care insurance, and they deal with all different long-term care insurance carriers, and they deal with many lawyers and brokers and accountants and members of the general public who are shopping for or concerned about long-term care insurance. And before we start, let's go back and just explain briefly what is long-term care and long-term care insurance.
Sure. Thanks, Ken, for having us. Long-term care is basically where your medical insurance leaves off, where your medical insurance covers acute medical conditions at a hospital, a doctor's visit. Long-term care is the custodial care you may need after the fact.
And that could be at a nursing home or assisted living or perhaps at home?
Well, most likely at home. Actually, 82% of care is given at home and in the community. Only 18% of care is given in nursing homes. So the paradigm is to be home, community, assisted living.
And is so long-term care insurance is giving you an amount of cash or it's giving you exact benefits?
Long-term care insurance is fundamentally a bucket of money, or it could be, in fact, the newer policies have unlimited benefit design. So it is a separate private pool of money that's tax-free. So the monthly benefit design is tax-free to the insured, and it's good in any place they desire, so any setting, and care can be, you know, given by who they choose.
Okay, and otherwise someone would have to pay for it privately.
Correct.
And it can get very expensive.
It's very costly. On average, we're looking at $100,000 a year in the Northeast. So whether that's at home, assisted living, or certainly more expensive in a nursing home care. So the average care need is 3 to 4 years. And so really, it's not the $300K, but it's looking out 15 or 30 years from now when $300K can be $600K or $1.2 million per person in 30 years.
And long-term care insurance is not for everyone. And who are the people that can especially benefit from long-term care insurance? Rona?
Sure. Long-term care insurance really is for anybody. Anybody should be getting educated on if they are between the ages of 40 and 79. Actually, even earlier, if you have a history of Alzheimer's or any kind of family history with Parkinson's. The people that should be looking at it, women make 2/3 of long-term care claims, so every woman should be looking at it and every woman should be involved in making the decision if they are married because they will wind up probably being the caregivers to their husbands as women do live longer. Blended families, very important for blended families as caregiving issues are a big concern when there's divorce situations and different adult children being involved. Anybody who has an uninsurable spouse, that uninsurable spouse will most likely be using up some retirement assets to pay for care. So it's very important that the healthy spouse protect themselves. Of course, anybody who wants a private pool of money and choice of care, anybody who's lived a quality life or a certain lifestyle is going to want to have the kind of flexibility and choice of care in their later years.
And again, you mentioned 40 to 79, but it could be even younger for the children of those people who want to preserve the assets for the family.
Yes. I mean, if you're in your 30s, certainly, you know, anybody could be looking at this. But around 35 is probably the youngest that we see people, you know, looking into long-term care insurance options. And there are many different options. So depending on your age, there's not just traditional long-term care, but there's other kinds of long-term care insurance that we evaluate for them. Those might be appropriate.
And up till 79. So a person, if they missed a boat, they didn't think about earlier on, but now they have assets or they have these concerns or perhaps they have an illness and they're afraid they may need more care later on, they can still explore this.
If they're 17, if they have an illness?
If they're healthy in 79...
Yes. So the key to long-term care insurance in every aspect, and that's why we say people who have a family history who might, you know, have an early onset of something, is the key to all of this is about being healthy. So if you're 79 and healthy, great. You know, some of the conditions that a long-term care insurance person looks at, however underwriter looks at, might be different than life insurance. So things like osteoporosis and physical therapy and types of chronic conditions that somebody might seemingly be healthy, but they actually develop as you age in your 50s and 60s. So that's why getting it younger is always better.
And are they going to look at the health of the parents, your parents as well, or just your health?
Some of the companies are looking at that, but right now it's not something the underwriters are totally looking at. So anybody that does have a family history of Alzheimer's in their family should be getting this ASAP.
Are the carriers doing any genetic testing?
Not right now. Okay. But if it is in your doctor's records, at some point we believe they will be.
So a person's better off obtaining it while they have a clean bill of health. And once they're, you know, there might be a certain waiting period or something, but then they're covered.
Yes, correct. For instance, there are certain waiting periods for cancers or heart attacks. So those are not uninsurable conditions, but there might be a waiting period before you can apply.
And so even if someone has some kind of potential illness or has had an illness, maybe it's in remission, is there a waiting period or an exclusion? Or you pay extra to get our coverage for that?
The metric for all long-term care insurance, the insurance company looks at it and says, what was the stability? Do we have a resolved issue and do we have a stable issue? And so if the issue is resolved and stable and that definition varies according to the disease and the state of that disease. So, for example, breast cancer stage 1 has a different stability than breast cancer stage 1 with a lymph node. So prostate cancer, breast cancer, let's look at hip or back surgeries. We need to have a period of stability. And those people are very much insurable at standard rates.
And it is sort of a minefield out there. And the two of you are experts at negotiating that minefield and knowing what can be written and who will write it?
It's very much a maze to navigate. And what we help clients do is navigate easily, efficiently, and successfully. Looking at medical conditions is paramount. From there, we look at age. We look at lifestyle. So there is truly no one size fits all. Every carrier will look at a health condition a little bit differently. Some carriers have sweet spots for conditions that others don't have a tolerance for. So we'll look in that direction. When you talk about a 78 or 79-year-old, what's suitable for them may be very different, and that's when we talk about what's in the landscape. So the landscape is not just standalone long-term care insurance or state partnerships, but today include life insurance, a basis of life insurance with terminal illness riders, chronic illness riders, and long-term care insurance riders.
Okay, and just go back to the state partnership and how that – and that's relatively new development, how that plays into the long-term care picture.
Okay. Well, state partnerships actually are not the newest, product on the block, but they've been around. And what it is basically if you are buying a pool of money, as Annalise said, long-term care insurance basically is a tax-free pool of money for your care. And you exhaust that pool of money since there are no more lifetime benefits. If you exhaust that pool of money, what the state is saying to you is thank you for taking a long-term care insurance policy. And in New York State, there is something called total asset protection. You will be able to apply for Medicaid extended benefits without selling or transferring any of your assets. So you can have $10 million in the bank and still apply for Medicaid if you bought a total asset protection plan. If you bought a dollar-for-dollar plan, which is in what is in all the other states except Indiana and New York, they're the only ones that have total asset. If you bought a dollar-for-dollar long-term care partnership plan, what that means is if the insurance company paid you out $500,000 for your long-term care benefit and you exhausted that, then they will protect up to dollar-for-dollar up to $500,000 before you apply for Medicaid. So you could protect $500,000 of your assets. All the states have reciprocal agreements now. So if you bought a partnership plan in New York, Florida will protect your assets if you bought one of these partnership plans as well. Every single state has different requirements for partnership plans, and the requirements vary dramatically as to what constitutes a partnership plan in each state.
So with respect to partnerships, it's important to know there are minimum plan designs that must be respected. So we don't have the same flexibility as we do on a traditional plan. So the daily benefit is going to be set at a certain number. The inflation protection is at a certain number.
So again, you could, a person can buy a plan with a different level of benefits. They can buy an inflation rider, just like with disability insurance.
Exactly.
Or things along that line.
There's, when you're talking about traditional long-term care, or the other word we use is standalone long-term care, that's typically where you get your biggest bang for the buck, where we see our tax credits, our deductions. So we've got a lot. We can craft that to be very, very much customized, down to the dollar. Inflation protection that ranges from 1% to 5%, and iterations between that.
And again, different benefit levels.
Absolutely.
And the premiums, are they similar to disability premiums, or they, it varies?
You can make a premium at any price. You can make a premium basically fit any budget. It's a matter of how much you want to co-insure, just like any insurance. So how much do I want to buy? How much, for instance, if I'm getting a pension later on in life, maybe I don't need as much tax-free money coming in versus someone who might have a lot of assets but doesn't have the cash flow to stay in their home or community if they wanted to.
So part will depend on your pension or, I guess, Social Security or other benefits you expect to receive when you might need them.
And also the lifestyle that you want. So it's a matter of, you know, will I be living at home? Am I using this for a home environment? And a lot has to do with where somebody's retiring. Care costs, for instance, later in other states are obviously much lower than in New York. So if we know somebody is going to retire, let's say in the South, we know that we could possibly, you know, lower the benefit and lower the premium.
And I guess part of it is disposable income now. If they're living paycheck to paycheck, now it might be something they can't afford and perhaps don't need.
If you're on a Social Security benefit, this is not for you. However, everybody has to understand that with a traditional standalone plan, they are getting a 20% New York State tax credit every year off that premium, which that's a dollar for dollar credit. And if you're a business owner or itemized medical expenses, you can also deduct that premium. So that does save a lot of money.
Right. Business owners have tremendous leverage. So when you're looking at standalone or traditional plans, as we call them, it's one and the same. A business owner who's in their 60s, they can easily have the government pick up 50% of that premium between the 20% tax credit and the robust federal deductions. So business owners have tremendous leverage on long-term care insurance. The life LTC plans, what we call the asset-based solutions, those do not enjoy the same tax credits.
Okay. And obviously, it's a very complicated field. We'll talk more about triggering benefits and the mechanics of that in the second half of the show. But I know you have a website where you explain a lot of these terms and give more background on all the points you discuss. So just give it to our audience.
Feel free to reference our website, which has plenty of information. It's www.carploshack.com.
And just spell it out.
KARPLOSHAK.com.
And we'll give it out later in the broadcast. We're talking about long-term care insurance with our experts, Natalie Karp and Rona Loshak, with Karp Loshak Long-Term Care Solutions, based in Roslyn, New York. And as you've seen, they handle a lot of different matters, and that many of them have favorable tax benefits. You're listening to Law You Should Know here on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nass Community College in Garden City, Long Island, New York, and also of the internet at ncc.edu/WHPC. We'll be back in a moment.
WHPC 90.3, the radio voice of Nassau Community College, is looking for individuals, businesses, charities, or organizations in our local and global community that would like to donate to support our radio station. Whether you listen locally or online, here is how it works. Go to our webpage at ncc.edu/WHPC and click Donate Now. Or if you prefer, you can send a check to WHPC Radio, 1 Education Drive, Garden City, New York, 11530. Make check payable to the NCC Foundation. In the memo of your check, write WHPC Donate Now. Any contributions will help defray our operating costs, and it's tax deductible. This message was brought to you by the Radio Voice of Nassau Community College, streaming online at ncc.edu/whpc.
Once again, we continue with Law You Should Know. From the Mineola Law Firm of Shane, Doxton, E.C. Corker, and Sauer, here is attorney Kenneth J. Landau.
Hi, this is Ken Landau, and welcome back to Law You Should Know. We're providing an update on long-term care insurance, and our guests are Natalie Karp and Rona Loshak with Karp Loshak Long-Term Care Insurance Solutions. They have offices in Roslyn, and they are experts in this field of long-term care insurance. They are independent brokers. They help people find a plan that will work for them, for their pocketbook, and their needs. And again, keep in mind, and we'll give you the website again, which gives you a lot more information about this field. But keep in mind, this is all presented as information only. You should discuss it with your lawyer, accountant, financial planner to see if it makes sense for you. We've been talking about long-term care insurance, the benefits it provides, some new considerations. But I know that, Natalie, there are other new developments in the field that you want to alert our audience to.
Sure. Thanks, Ken. The landscape has changed and has grown up to be more responsive to the way consumers want to purchase long-term care insurance. So standalone was the original model, which is clearly a use-it-or-lose-it proposition. The new class or the new landscape is now asset-based solutions, and they're also called hybrids or linked benefits, basically using life insurance as the underlying instrument, and it accelerates the death benefit. So in many cases, you can for a single premium or a limited pay premium that are guaranteed, you get a very robust death benefit and an even more robust long-term care pool of money. So for those clients who have self-insured to date, somebody 55, 60, 65, 70, today we did somebody for 78-year-old woman, they've self-insured to date. When they need care, they're going to be spending dollars which are going to be taxed, and they're also losing the opportunity cost. This is a much more efficient way to shift dormant money, lever that to a death benefit, and even lever it higher to an LTC benefit. So if they need care, they'll pull out a monthly benefit that's tax-free, and they have a tremendous amount of leverage on that. Should they die having never used the LTC benefit, their estate will be returned a death benefit. Should they change their mind at any point in time and say, gee, 3 years from now, there's something newer, they need the money for their child's business, they can get the return of premium. So there is a lot that is now available to clients to meet the
flexibility
way, to meet the way they want.
And this
plan
is with whole term life insurance. This
no.
is with even term life insurance.
No. It's not term. It's
not
based
term.
On a universal.
Universal whole
and,
life.
Universal or whole life. And I think I just want to point out that it's very important if you are looking at these. We were talking about the triggers. These all have different triggers. Traditional long-term care insurance is standardized by federal law. In order to trigger the benefit, you need to have help with two activities of daily living or supervision for cognitive impairment for at least 90 days. That is written into 1996 federal law. With these life LTC plans, many of them are excellent and they do have the same federal triggers. However, some of them do have a chronic illness rider or a terminal illness rider. What that means is that it's a condition that is permanent and you cannot recover from. Many long-term care conditions you can recover from. So you have to understand when you're buying these policies, although they are great for certain people, that is a key difference. And if that's important to you, you might not get the benefit if you were looking for a true long-term care rider.
And so, you should understand the different options. And just going back to the hybrid, so the hybrid is something that works in conjunction with the life insurance.
It's an either-or. So we talk about this sort of tongue-in-cheek. You know, they're life and LTC, and we also say they are live, die, or change your mind policies. If you live and you need care, you get your long-term care insurance money. If you die having used very little or not, you didn't exhaust your death benefit, you'll have a death benefit.
So you're going to get a benefit one way or the other.
One way or the other.
Dead or alive.
You have guaranteed performance, guaranteed premiums, and you've...
And another important complication that I realize you're knowledgeable about is the special concerns of women. And perhaps, Roni, you can tell us about that.
Sure. Women, as I believe I said earlier, make two-thirds of long-term care claims. And one thing we always say is that every woman is going to be a single woman as we age. The concerns about women are very real because they're living longer and they're living alone, they are more likely to be on a reduced income. So they need the money to maintain their lifestyle to be at home. So having a separate pool or a separate cash flow coming in to pay for long-term care is critical. Women want to maintain their independence and dignity and don't want to burden adult children.
And do they have to go through special qualifications because of writing it? Is it more complicated for them to buy it or price
it? Is it more complicated? No, they're underwritten the same. However, the pricing for women have increased because they do make two-thirds of the claims. Right now, pricing for women for many carriers for long-term care is higher than men. If you're married, if you have a domestic partner, right before you get a divorce, good time to get a long-term care policy because you will get a very big discount versus applying once you're single. That once you're single, a woman's pricing goes up dramatically.
And also the premiums level, or sometimes they increase as you get older?
Premiums are designed to remain level for the life of the policy. That doesn't mean that they're guaranteed. So historically, we've seen premium increases because they were priced at a time that interest rates were much higher and the insurance companies had a lot of benefits to pay out. And in that case, they've gone back to the carriers and they've gone back to the state and gotten some increases. Today, policies have been repriced for longevity, women living longer, for the low interest rate environment, and certainly priced to meet the underwriting demands. So it's tougher to get a long-term care insurance policy, and it is certainly underwritten to a different level today.
And these policies are renewable forever?
They're guaranteed renewable. So once you are locking in that age and that good health, as long as you pay your premium, you've got that promise of the bucket of money and that growing bucket of money.
And you've got to make sure that you can pay that premium. The premium's not going to be taken care of by interest or anything else, like it might be with some type of life insurance.
Some of the mutual companies do put the dividends, you know, towards it to maintain the premiums being even. However, if at some point you cannot pay your premium and it is too much for you, you can always reduce your benefits. And that is an issue. You should never lapse a long-term care policy, ever. Basically, even if you brought the policy down to its most basic level, just to keep it in force, you're always better off.
And if your financial situation then improve, could you?
No, you can
you
never.
Cannot move it back up?
No, you cannot.
No.
Okay, so you want to buy all your coverage early on because you can always go down, but you can't go up.
Correct.
You want to buy what's affordable, what's realistic.
And you might even consider options for finance, you know, if you had to borrow money or, let's say, reverse mortgage or something to pay that premium if it was going to be important to you.
We're big believers that something's better than nothing. And there are policies that will let you buy a smaller inflation with a buy-up option on an inflation. So your daily benefit or your monthly benefit will be the same. So you can't raise that, but you do have a step-up or a buy-up option for some inflation riders.
So you could temporarily avoid that rider if that was causing a chunk of the premium.
Absolutely.
In terms of triggering benefits, do you have a right to challenge, let's say, denial?
Well, what happens is these are business contracts that are very standard. And prior to 1996, the triggers were not as regulated as they were after the fact. Some of them said you had to stay in a hospital for 3 days. Some of them did not cover Alzheimer's. Some people bought policies that did not cover home care, only nursing home care. So before you think that it's the insurance company's fault, because they pay 98.9% of the claims that are valid, it's important to really look at your contract and see what you bought, because most of them now are comprehensive, so you don't have those types of issues.
But your doctor is going to have to give you a note to start it, and they might have their doctor dispute it.
They won't dispute it. Disputing it is too strong a word. What they will ask for is medical records. A doctor says they need help, cognitive help, for instance. They might say, we'd like to see a lab test or some kind of reporting. So they just might need
objective
some backup.
Evidence.
They need objective
they need
evidence.
And we are running out of time, and I want to give you a chance to sum up. But I know is there a chance that the carrier can say we're spending too much money on long-term care in general, they can get a rate increase?
No. They can't.
I mean, it's designed to be, it's designed to be appropriate for the level of risk that they're taking.
I can give you each 30 seconds to sum up the benefits and the important considerations of long-term care insurance. And please start us off with the website, first of all, Natalie.
KARPLOSHAK.com.
Okay, and just a few seconds, some of the benefits of long-term care,
and
then we'll go to Nat.
Long-term care insurance is about choice. It's about giving you the choice. It's about giving you control, and it is very much about protecting your family. So as much as you think it's about you, it's about keeping the independence, keeping your independence, and keeping your family's lifestyle intact.
And I'll just say, and also if you need a nursing home or long-term care or care in your home, this is going to give you a way to pay for it without worrying about it yourself and burdening your family. Anything else you want to say, Rona?
I just want to say it's about quality of life. This is the best gift that you could give yourself and your family, and is to, if you want independence and dignity in later years, and to suppose most people to live in a home-type environment, this is the way to do it.
And if you have assets you don't want to spend down, you have assets you want to leave to your family, this is a way to preserve those assets.
Absolutely.
This is efficient, smart planning. And for most of our clients, we are dealing with the haves, the have-mores, and the have-mosts. And so as we get more sophisticated, there's more options we can look at. But we certainly look at side-by-side and figure out and navigate the maze for everybody with transparency.
Okay. I want to thank our guests, the long-term care insurance experts, Natalie Karp and Rona Loshak, and the website is KARPLOSHAK.com. You're listening to Law You Should Know here on 90.3 WHCC, the voice of Nassau Community College in Garden City, Long Island, New York. Please join us next week at this same time for another program on Law You Should Know.